This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm a lover of lyrics that kind of lean on abstraction and that spark my imagination. And then someone like Matty Diaz comes along and writes brutally honest and clearly pointed lyrics, and I'm floored. Last year, Matty Diaz made one of my favorite albums. It's called History of a Feeling. And now, as she's about to go out on tour, there's a new song called Hangover, and it's everything I love about her music.
When I wrote Hangover, I had moved back to Nashville and was back in Los Angeles on a writing trip. And was visiting an old life and some older relationships of mine, and was being confronted with the realization that for me, it's never been so much about alcohol or drugs. It's been way more about certain relationships in my life or certain personality types in my life that I find myself drawn to and enmeshed with. And when Drew Pearson and Jesse Thomas and I wrote Hangover, I think I was in pretty deep processing that feeling and feeling very emotionally hungover after having some long conversations with certain said relationships.
Myself like 100 times, lied to keep the fantasy alive, anything to keep myself from dealing with the fact I gotta move all of my shit out of your house, can't afford the rent all by myself, should've gave you up but I'm too proud, I thought that this would be easier by now, I think about you. Morning. I guess that means you're still important. I'm always missing on you sometimes, but I always take a hit, even though I feel it in the morning. Even though I'll say you're not important, I try to get a little closure, but I still wake up with your hand. Across the corner where we fight, I can feel you even when you're not. The memories, they just hang around. And I thought that this would be easier by now. I think about you in the morning. I guess that means you're still in.
Still wake up with your hands.
with your hangover.
Maddie Diaz and her song titled Hangover. Her upcoming tour has her playing a few music festivals, including the Newport Folk Festival, which comes up this weekend, and I'll sadly miss that one this year. But I noticed she's also playing quite a few small venues, and I look forward to seeing her in the fall when she comes to D.C. And if she's coming to your town, I suggest you check it out. I first heard the music of Danielle Ponder when she entered the Tiny Desk contest. Her 2020 entry was the second time she entered, and it was a top contender. In an interview she did with NPR Weekend Edition Scott Simon, she talks about her two intertwining lives, making music and being a public defender. Now Danielle Ponder is putting her music at the forefront of her life, and I'm thrilled to have her introduce the song, So Long.
I wrote So Long at a time when I was really struggling to find courage to listen to my internal compass. As an artist, you often have multiple people telling you what something should sound like. You're often getting feedback on your music. And for me, this was my first time being in LA, working with other producers, and I found myself really intimidated. And so I wrote the song that I needed to survive that moment. So Long became an anthem for me that helped me get to the finish line of this album, realizing that I knew what was best, that I knew I could follow my own instincts and create something really beautiful. So like I do with all my songs, I write songs to help me survive whatever it is I'm going through. And So Long did that for me.
Danielle Ponder and the song So Long, her debut album, Some of Us Are Brave, will be out later this summer. Also, the interview she did with Scott Simon that I mentioned earlier gives a wonderful insight into her life as a public defender and a singer, and definitely worth a listen. King Princess, the music of Michaela Strauss, has made a follow-up album to her much-loved 2019 album, Cheap Queen. Hold On Baby's the new one. It comes out at the end of this month, and it's produced with Mark Ronson, Ethan Gruska, Aaron Dessner, Bryce Dessner, and some others. From the album, I want to play the song Cursed.
So my song Cursed is a song that I wrote with my friend Dave Hamlin. It was the first real session we had together. And, you know, I like to write about love and unrequited love and losing love. But I started out writing songs about my friends and using them to express things that I couldn't say with words. So for Cursed, it's, you know, it's a song that's both about seeing a friend you haven't seen that you broke up with, essentially, but also in a way it's like talking to myself. Made the song very quickly. I played drums on it, which is cool. One of my favorite songs on the record.
We can say hello.
King Princess. The song is from her new album called Hold On Baby, and that record comes out July 29th. It's break time, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. When you book through Capital One Travel using the Venture X Card, you earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights, and you earn unlimited 2x miles on all other purchases. Plus, receive a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. The Venture X Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I'm Miles Parks. I cover voting and election security for NPR. Across the NPR network, we report rigorously on the forces seeking to disrupt democracy and provide communities with reliable information. It's Public Media Giving Days, the perfect time to stand with the facts by donating now at donate.npr.org. Thank you.
the day's top headlines, local stories from your community, your next podcast binge listen. You can have it all in one place, your pocket. Download the NPR app today.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with new music from the Beths. The New Zealand band is back with a new album coming in September. It'll be their third record. Expert in a Dying Field is the title of that album, and I'm going to play the title track.
Hi, All Songs Considered. This is John and Liz from the Beths.
Expert in a Dying Field is a phrase I've had floating around in my head for a few years. And in my head, it was some way to describe the situation where you have someone who isn't in your life anymore, or maybe you're not as close as you used to be because of relationships ending or friendships that are beyond repair.
In those situations, there's this accumulation of knowledge you have about someone. You know the things they love, things you did together, how to be there for them when they're sad.
And then if they're gone, what do you do with all of that knowledge? It's a rhetorical question.
Can we erase our history? Is it as easy as this? Plausible deniability, I swear I've never heard of it. And I can close the door on us, but the room still exists, and I know you're in it. Hours of phrases I've memorized, thousands of lines on the page, all of my notes in a desolate pile I haven't touched in an age. And I can burn the evidence, but I can't burn the pain, and I can't forget it. What does it feel to be an expert in a dying field? And how do you know it's over when you can't let go? You can't let go.
Stop.
The Beths, and the title track to their third album, Expert in a Dying Field, and that record is out September 16th on Car Park Records. The 1975 are back with a song called Part of the Band. It's the first song we get to hear from their upcoming fifth album. It's called Being Funny in a Foreign Language. Matty Healy is here to introduce the song.
I can't really remember when I wrote, how I wrote Part of the Band. It happened over such a long period of time, over like a year and a half of little moments. And I knew that we were going to go to New York to track some stuff. And I started thinking like, New York, what does that sound like to me in my imagination? Not to use a pun, but that was what the whole thing was about. And it kind of sounded like how it ended up sounding, because Part of the Band is kind of like a, I don't know, like a Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty kind of, it wasn't stylized like that, it was just musically in that kind of quite simple meat and potatoes arrangement. But then I think, I don't know what the influence is. I think you probably, like when I was thinking of New York, I was probably thinking of Lou Reed. I was probably thinking of like Paul Simon, Still Crazy kind of time. And maybe that's where I got it from. But honestly, I don't know. And I kind of hate, I obviously like talking. I'm known for that. But I don't like talking about particularly what songs are about, because it's always quite prosaic and it makes them less poetic. And I also don't know the answer, to be honest. I don't know what stuff is about. It's like going to therapy, isn't it? You figure it out there.
She was part of the Air Force, I was part of the band. I always used to burst into my hand. My imagination. I was living my best life, living my parents' way before the pain penance and verbal penance. And my cancellation. With a boy, it was kinda lame. I was Rambo and he was Paul Verlaine. And my imagination. So many cringes and heroin binges. I was coming off the hinges, living on the fringes of my imagination. Oh yeah. Enough about me now. Gotta talk about the people, baby.
So that's kind of the idea.
At home, somewhere that I don't like, it's the far from motorbike. Come to the light. I can't get the language right. Just tell me what's on my mind. Some vaccinista, toe bag chic baristas, sitting east on the communist keistas, writing about their ejaculations. I like my men like I like my coffee, full of soy milk and so sweet it won't offend anybody while staining the pages of the nation. Xanax in a new part. Well, I take care of my kids, she said.
Thank you.
the 1975, and the song Part of the Band from their upcoming album Being Funny in a Foreign Language, which is out October 14th. It's been 5 years since we last heard the Black Angels, and 11 years since the Austin band challenged themselves to bring their loud psychedelic sound to an acoustic Tiny Desk concert. Now they have a new double album coming in September. It's called Wilderness of Mirrors. The song I want to play is called Firefly, and it features Lulu Gallicani from the Thievery Corporation. Here's singer and bassist Alex Moss to tell the tale of Firefly. I'm Bob Boylan. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Firefly is a song about the seductive push and pull between two lovers. It's a song about domination and sadism, but it's also a song about knowing when to submit to the pain and suffering that comes with love. When I first sat down behind the organ, I was totally picturing this 60s French BDSM party vibe. As huge fans of Francois Hardy and Gainsbourg and Brigitte Bardot and France Gall, we knew that the song kind of needed to have this sort of seductive, playful dialogue between two people. And that's where Lulu from Thievery Corporation comes in, playing this counterpart, this back and forth, which we don't really do that often as a band. The firefly in the song represents the one in charge in any relationship. And fireflies are kind of these magical creatures that kind of, they're bright and exciting and they're in your life and you don't quite understand them and then they just disappear. And relationships are kind of like that. People are like that. And by the end, you kind of hear this total submission to the firefly. You hear it in the bass line by Jake and the guitar by Christian, and Romero's guitar sounds like an actual firefly. I don't know how he pulled that off. And that unrelenting, almost hip-hop drum beat that was happening in the 60s.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. Support for NPR and the following message come from State Farm. As a State Farm agent and agency owner, Lakeisha Gaines is passionate about empowering other small businesses.
In the last several years, there are more business owners than we can count. Businesses are opening up quite frequently. And I think that shows the need, the dreams, and the desires of the community to have the independence and to have the financial freedom that's important to them. The reason why it's so important to me to be out there to share information and to educate the community is because I know that a dream doesn't always help you to be successful. You need the competency, you need the wisdom, you need the knowledge. That's where we come in as State Farm agents. Our ability to be able to teach over 100 years of experience in this world to say, hey, we got you. You got this and we got this. Let's do it together.
Talk to your local agent about small business insurance from State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.